Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, same times, 94.5 FM, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can no longer see me on Facebook, the live stream. You cannot contact me through Facebook Messenger. Facebook has suspended my account, all my rights to share information with you. And they said, well, we're going to review our decision, and if we realize that we made a mistake, then we'll reinstate you. The odds of that are slim and none, I would say. I guess you can hope. But I suspect that today or tomorrow they're going to make it official. And it's all because I shared information with you about the Epstein files. And it is, honestly, it is just beyond hideous. Here's another person on that I got on. Hold on, what's going on here? Something, is there something wrong with my mic now? I'm getting a message here that my mic is a 10. What am I doing? What am I doing wrong now? Well, I don't know. All right, so so let me share what she had to say. And again, I tried, I did post all of this stuff, and Facebook wants nothing to do with informing you about this monstrous situation with the Epstein files and all the people who are involved. Columbus, they're talking about Leslie Wexner like you would not believe. The connection that he has with had with Epstein, and it's just creepy beyond belief. It really is. Ohio State has not returned all the money that Leslie Wexner has given it to get the naming rights to, you know, some building there, some hospital, I don't know what. Anyway, so here's I had to clean up some of this, and it's going to sound a little awkward toward the end, but again, citing chapter and verse, the documentation is unbelievable here with all of these people on X, Twitter, and TikTok saying, here's what we found about the Epstein file. Here's where in the Epstein files we found out about this. Here's where we found about that. Here are the emails. This isn't tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. This is documentation from the federal government, our Department of Justice. This is where the documentation is coming from. Facebook does not want you to know any of this. Local media does not want you to know any of this. One of the most monstrous, horrendous stories in the world involving pedophilia, involving I can't even say it.
Oh, nothing that serious. I just found some emails in the Epstein files where they talk about studying and experimenting viruses, hijacking our nervous systems in order to make us ill forever and then profit off of us. Cool. The dangerous version is engineering them to create toxins. Where are you? Did you come to Florida? Let's start. I have a ton of ideas. Richard Axel is also coming, so we will be able to attack consciousness from spiritual, mathematical, and biological perspectives. So whatever project they're working on here, someone says, notation for biology is an awesome idea. And then they say, I will fund it as a separate project if it has legs. So basically, if it has potential to make the money, they will fund it. Cell membrane, living, pre-living virus. It needs grammar like a programming language. Infection, infected cell, infected host, parasite functions, growth, decay, maybe things to be learned from ecological system math. Okay, so the next few emails I'm going to read, it's between Jeffrey and some person. I don't know who it is, but I think it's a woman. And this person is really curious about wanting to know more about the vagus nerve. And obviously to like hijack our nervous systems, like if they're studying viruses in our nervous system, and when we have a virus and that virus is feeding on foods in our bodies and it's eliminating waste, it's called a neurotoxin, it releases. And when those neurotoxins are hitting our nerves, it causes all different symptoms. It's even more toxic than the virus itself. So I think that's why this person is like wanting to research the vagus nerve. But they say, yup, it is just the beginning. The vagus is the interface for the nervous-immune system, but so much more, lots to do. Just checking to say hi, help me think about how to test idea of vagus as storage area and passageway for pathogens. I just realized an even more compelling connection for Parkinson's too. Found some really amazing people. They all think about the role of bacteria invading. Vagus will end up being key since it's the only link between enteric and central nervous systems. No one about what's actually causing them. Viruses, bacteria, they say ALS. It's like a bug entering through the enterics and goes to spine rather than the brain. You look up ALS on Google. I have my computer right here. Cause is not known. Environmental, genetic. And medical medium has been saying this forever. And then they go off and propose their ideas, right? Paul Greengard thinks my ideas about the vagus are pretty cool, and he says that I should come to NYC and work in his lab, and he will help me figure it out, or at least get started. He says he wants in early on so that he can win his second Nobel. If I can figure out the finances, etc., I will see about starting a part-time posting at Rockefeller. Oh, there you go, baby.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, I've got, you might not know this. Steve Bannon, he was in the first Trump administration, war room Steve Bannon, a hardcore MAGA guy, and, you know, oh, he's old for this, and, you know, we need to clean up the government and Democrats and all that in the Trump administration and the first term. Turns out that Steve Bannon, you know, the war room, turns out he was a fraud. The Epstein files. Steve Bannon, while working for the Trump administration, was feeding Jeffrey Epstein all of the information, everything that he got from within the Trump administration, because he was in the Trump administration. Steve Bannon, the war room, an Epstein guy. The Epstein files. There it is. And it's not even close. Like lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of information. Honestly, it's unbelievable. I have something here that I want to share with you. Let me just get... let's see. Where did I put this here now? Again, just... Oh, here's one of the... emails from, and they have it redacted, to Jeffrey Epstein, Tuesday, March 11, 2014. Thank you for a fun night. Your littlest girl was a little naughty. You can see the emails yourself if you go on X Twitter. It's all there. It's all there. General Mike Flynn is saying the Epstein affair, what's being released right now is not transparency. It is controlled disclosure, fragments, selective timing, curative narratives, carefully engineered confusion, enough to distract. However, behind the scenes, coordinated efforts are underway to sanitize relationships and rewrite history. Long-standing connections are being rebranded. General Mike Flynn. Svetlana Lokhova writes, Epstein was an operational architect of a Gates-like J.P. Morgan-backed charitable fund with 20-year financial architecture designed to turn pandemics into profit centers. Offshore vaccine funds, donor-advised fund structures naming pandemic as a key area 3 years before COVID. Part one, the DOJ released thousands of pages of Epstein files. Buried inside them is a 20-year financial architecture. In 2009, a 21-year-old Mexican model, Gabriela Rico Jimenez, ran out into the street while attending an elite party screaming, "They ate humans, they ate humans." They thought she was crazy. Gabriela disappeared that night. Sayer J.I. writes on Twitter and documents the places where you can find it in the Epstein files. This is a document that should end every "he just was a dinner party's" defense. A U.N. diplomat forwarded in May 30, 2014, a U.N. diplomat forwarded Jeffrey Epstein a real-time intelligence briefing on Pakistani military strikes on North Waziristan, PAC intel steering a Taliban breakaway faction, CIA halting drone strikes, the White House announcing the CIA would stop the vaccination campaigns as spy cover, Taliban reaction to both, classified. A convicted child sex trafficker was receiving operational military and intelligence briefings that most members of Congress couldn't access. This is what a switchboard looks like, not dinner party infrastructure. The full investigation, 5 parts, every document numbered in the thread below. It's all there. And I was trying to share this with you, and Facebook shut me down. Because they don't want you to know how bad it is. And it is, folks, it is beyond bad. It is absolutely beyond bad. And the cover-up is continuing to this day. Oh, you don't believe me, huh? All right, let me ask you this. Have you heard about the Zorro Ranch? Zorro was this Mexican mythological or comic book hero. There was a TV show a million years ago featuring him as well. Wore all black, real swashbuckler type. And he had a sword. I don't think he used a gun. He used a sword. And with that sword, he was so good. He was such a good swordsman that he could take that sword and to a bad guy, through his shirt, he could just go, and the shirt would have the letter Z sliced out because of his swordsmanship. Zorro. Big folk hero in Mexico. Like our Joe Mazurak, I guess. Something along those lines. I don't know. Daily Mail reports the only Epstein property the FBI refuses to discuss as desert burial claim surface after girls were strangled, quote, strangled during sex. And that property, and these are allegations, but the government of New Mexico is looking into this. That property is called the Zorro Ranch. You ever hear about it? Of course not. That's another Epstein property, another Epstein island. The Zorro Ranch in New Mexico. It is now owned by a billionaire donor to Donald Trump. The accusation, the rumors are that the rough sex got so bad there that some of the kids died. These are rumors. But in light of everything that we now know from the Epstein files and the email, oh my God, the emails are unbelievable. You got to check everything out. And so the state of New Mexico is now looking at the Zorro Ranch. Chances are this is the first you've ever heard of this. Because again, our media, especially the local media, is utterly and completely useless. And so is much of the corporate media, including Fox News. Fox News is run by the Republican establishment. They hate Trump, but they know their viewers love Trump. But the reason you're seeing almost nothing regarding this, the specifics with Jeffrey Epstein on Fox News, is because they're part of the insiders. It's all the uniparty. If you look at Fox News, ask yourself, why are they not doing wall-to-wall coverage on the Epstein files? The number of newsworthy stories is believable. But almost nothing. And this morning on Fox News, on the radio side, they spent the whole minute on who? The death of Jesse Jackson. The entire one-minute newscast, all about Jesse Jackson, all the wonderful things that he was. Look, I'm sorry the man is dead. I really am. The guy was a race hustler. Everybody knows that. Unethical and everything else. Fox News this morning, 1 minute just on Jesse Jackson. I'm all you've got. Download the River Network app.